FNC's Piro, I am tired of the dismissal of the fundamental rules of our justice system for Republicans, conservatives. By Jeff Poor on September 22, 2019. Saturday on Fox News Channel's Justice, host Jeanine Pirro reacted to the recent allegations brought forth in a since-clarified New York Times piece aimed at Supreme Court Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Pirro called out the apparent double standard held by Democrats for their ideological opponents on the right. Transcript as follows. Pirro, when does it end? How long will this go on? The radical left's assault on Justice Brett Kavanaugh has no limit. Where truth has no meaning, it is not even relevant as the radical left continues to resist and shut us down. By taking away our First Amendment free speech rights. By preventing us from speaking at universities and colleges. By Antifa, a bunch of cowards in ninja outfits and masks who beat us down while police are ordered to stand down and watch by liberal mayors and chief executives. The lies and baseless accusations with which the radical left continues to resist a Supreme Court justice, which are then littered on the pages of the New York Times, is shocking. The Times standards don't even pass the basic standards of a high school newspaper. As if Brett Kavanaugh, the closest thing to an altar boy I've seen in an adult male, didn't already go through hell. Already go through a public flogging after he was nominated to become a Supreme Court justice. Here, we're doing the same thing all over again, 1 year later. And the response by the left, it's even nuttier than before. Take a listen to this from last year's hearing. Begin video clip. Senator Mazie Hirono, DeHi, not only to be heard, but to be believed. I just want to say to the men of this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing. End video clip. Pirro, and this United States senator supposedly went to law school, but clearly skipped the class on presumption of innocence. Forget a trial, due process or even a hearing, the Constitution be damned. All women need to be believed, period. Now, I've spent my career prosecuting crime. And I have long fought for a level playing field, particularly for women. The often silent and forgotten victims of crime. I started the first domestic violence unit in a prosecutor's office in the nation in the late 70s. As district attorney, I created and fully supported a sex crimes bureau. My crusade for women and children existed long before it was even Vogue, before there was hashtag MeToo, there was me. I respect facts. I know the law. And I understand what's at stake here. And along with them, the New York Times runs a high-profile story attacking Kavanaugh without even talking to the alleged accuser. Only talking to friends who say she remembers nothing and doesn't recall anything. And furthermore, wants no part of any of this. So how does this turn into a New York Times story? Tell me? Well, we'll start with the Democratic Clinton, the lawyer named Max Steyer, who defended Bill Clinton when Brett Kavanaugh was the lead prosecutor in the Clinton impeachment case. So no victim. No witnesses, a partisan accuser. And it's time for Brett Kavanaugh to be flogged again. And the Democrats' chorus of impeachment calls bellow through the halls of Congress. Begin video clip. Rep. Ianga Pressley, DMA, it's deeply disturbing that someone that serves on the highest court of the land can have this many allegations. And this is why I filed the resolution to initiate an impeachment inquiry. End video clip. Pirro, the New York Times and that famous gray lady who must be losing her marbles pretty much says it all with their correction to this latest hit piece. Quote, an earlier version of the article did not include one element. You mean the one where the woman declined to be interviewed and her friends say she doesn't recall the supposed incident? You mean that one is the one that you left out? I am tired of the dismissal of the fundamental rules of our justice system when it comes to Republicans and conservatives. Apparently members of Congress don't care about this. They automatically believe a man is guilty if he is a Republican or a conservative. These people are desperate to win at all costs, and they have no feelings about taking down a man and his family. My friends, truth and justice don't change depending on political parties. Women are to be believed when they come forward, sound credible and present a believable scenario. Believability does not depend on the complainant's politics. And all men who are accused to have a right to be cloaked in the presumption of innocence unless and until the proof beyond a reasonable doubt shatters that presumption. And it matters not what your politics are. I fear for Lady Justice. I fear for our bedrock constitutional rules that have made America what Ronald Reagan called the city on the hill. The radical left is doing everything they can to tear down that beautiful city. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.